Allama Hasanzada Amuli is not only actually a philosopher, but a very comprehensive scholar that we have. And he is amazingly expert in many different fields of Islamic studies, and not only Islamic studies, but also different branches of sciences, for example, mathematics, fiqh, and also astrology.
We always need a teacher, and especially in the field of mysticism, you yes. cannot obviously grow unless until you have a teacher. So we definitely need a teacher. Mm-hmm. And the way he had his own teachers, the way he remembered his teachers, and the way he talks about his teachers obviously shows that the role of teacher was very important in his life.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program The Teacher, which is an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, and jurists all across the nation of Islam. Namely, for this episode, we want to talk about Ayatollah Allama Hasan Hasanzadeh Amuli. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Dr. Reza Zadeh. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Dr. Reza Zadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
The distinction that is made between Irfan Amali and Nazari, mm-hmm. I mean the theoretical Irfan and the practical one.
Yes.
And it seems that Allama Hasanzadeh Amuli himself is a practicer of what he preaches. This is a problem, yeah. unfortunately, we have in some of the religious, we can say, gathering nowadays. There are so many scholars who talk beautifully about beautiful concepts of Irfan, but yes. when it gets to the practice, there is no practice.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is an important question that needs to be answered. I think it is important for us to know what is the distinction between these two different types of Irfan.
That's right.
Scholars talk about Irfan Amali and Irfan Nazari, practical mysticism and theoretical mysticism. And what's the point? I mean, what is the meaning of that? So this is a scholarly classification. When you want to look to an entity, to a phenomenon in a scholarly way, and you want to make it clear for the learners of that, these types of classifications and explanations emerge.
That's right.
Scholars say that we have two different types of Irfan. Practical mysticism is a type of do's and don'ts based on the foundations, based on the principles of mysticism. Mm-hmm. For example, if a mystic is a mentor, a spiritual mentor, starts giving instructions to his students about what they need to do in order to elevate in their spirituality and mysticism.
That's right.
Those practical do's and don'ts, this is one of the definitions.
Okay.
Those practical do's and don'ts are called, if you gather them, mm-hmm. those set of do's and don'ts
yes.
are called practical mysticism.
These are the guidelines
exactly,
that usually yes. a mentor or a teacher gives to the
For
students.
For example, Khwaja okay. Abdullah Ansari has a book on okay. that, and they give guidelines.
Yes.
If you follow those guidelines, you grow
yes.
in your spiritual levels,
yes.
and the spiritual and mystical growth is achieved by following those guidelines.
Yes. But those guidelines in Islam are completely under the shadow and under the umbrella of religious obligations.
That is very okay. true, because we talked about it, that the
yes.
real mysticism is something that needs to be in line with religion
okay.
in our mm-hmm. previous program.
Okay.
But then it comes to the theoretical mysticism. What is theoretical, so?
Yeah.
Theoretical
this mysticism. This is Irfan al-Nazari now.
This was, talking. Yeah, yes, okay. Irfan al-Nazari. When someone engages in Irfan al-Amali, and in practical mysticism, and it starts doing all of those spiritual exercises,
mm-hmm.
after a while, after a long time of being committed to all of those instructions and being a pious person and doing a lot of self-purification, as we mentioned, a knowledge is gained from within.
Okay.
That knowledge is something which is inside the soul and the mind of the mystic itself.
That's right.
So far, we don't have anything out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens then? The mystic himself starts describing what he knows and describing the whole world and the universe and God and everything based on his intuitional knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This description is called theoretical mysticism. So theoretical mysticism is actually a mystical description of the world. It's
okay.
a worldview which is rooted in the mystical experiences.
Is it so? I thought it is vice versa. I mean, Irfan Nazari mm-hmm. does not have any root in Irfan Amali.
This is something that many people think that way.
Yes,
but if you do more research on that and you look at the words of the scholars, I try to be as clear as possible in defining it so that it makes it very clear for our dear listeners. So yes, that is not the case that Irfan al-Nazari has nothing to do with Irfan al-Amali. No.
Oh.
Actually, the true Irfan al-Nazari, for example, when someone, a mystic, starts describing the word and giving a worldview to you, where does it come from?
Okay.
It's the result of his or her spiritual experiences.
Okay.
That those spiritual experiences gives that person a worldview. Let's say expression.
That's right.
Expressing that those ideas that are in the soul of that, in the mind of that person, the result of that would be a knowledge.
So all these nazariyat and the theories that people like Allama Hasanzadeh Amuli are telling to his students and disciples and the people around are Irfan al-Nazari, but they are based on the personal intuitions and practices
exactly.
of himself.
And that is the very accurate definition of Irfan al-Nazari and Irfan al-Amali. So if something is based on the illusions, like many delusional people, people who have everything comes to their mind and they mix everything with together and they want to give you Irfan.
Okay.
No, that has nothing to do with real mysticism that we talk about.
Thank you very much for this distinction.
You're very welcome.
Let me get to Said Mohsen now. Do you believe in this definition Dr. Reza Zadeh said, or like me, we can't say took the wrong approach? Because till now, I believe that Irfan al-Nazari has nothing to do with Irfan al-Amali. These are two different things. Okay. Some people are only expert in Irfan al-Nazari and just in theory they are active and powerful, but if we get to the practices they are weak. But as Dr. Reza Zadeh said, no, it is a different one. It has roots.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, the example that you gave of some people who are good in Nazari and like theoretical part, and some of them are in practical, it's because obviously nowadays, obviously the scholars that we see or the people who are talking about the theoretical Irfan, they have read the books of the previous, we can say, Urafa.
Okay.
For example, Khaja Nasiruddin, Tusi, we have Ibn Arabi, we have
and Mullah Sadra.
Mullah Sadra. The point is that those people who wrote those books, where they got these ideas from, this path which they are showing to us, for example, the books of Ibn Arabi or Khaja Nasiruddin, when we read it, where did they got this from?
So these scholars are the same.
These are the
Mugarrar. Is it Mugarrar, you say?
This is an important point. You know, those people, you can become an expert in theoretical mysticism by reading the books that they have written. So Irfan al-Nazari itself is rooted in the experiences.
Yes.
But when it is written and it is like a knowledge or a field of studies, your misunderstandings maybe come from that point.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You can start reading those books without being committed to practical mysticism at all and learn all of those principles.
Oh. But the spiritual perfection said Mohsen needs practices.
It is.
Only through reading the text of the Irfan, you cannot become mystic.
You know, we have a definition of ilm, knowledge. And the knowledge, obviously, generally when I define it, I say like we gather a lot of information.
That's right.
We have a lot of information. You know, the way there is a raw material and then when it is processed, it becomes a kind of profession. Information is that we read a lot of books. We know about the history. We know about the like theoretical part of the we can say mysticism or Irfan.
Right.
But when we practically apply it on, or someone tries to practically work on it, he becomes Arif.
Mm-hmm.
This information changes to knowledge.
That's all right.
The people at this time, obviously, there are many people who have a lot of knowledge about many things.
Yes.
And if you ask them to talk about a topic, they might be able to talk like 24 hours or 10 hours or 8 hours.
Yes.
Continuously, nonstop on a single topic. But
That's
the point is that his wordings do not have any kind of effect on people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way you said there are many people who are talking about the nazari or the theoretical part. But you can see like
the
they don't have any effect on the people as well.
Yeah.
Whereas a person who is practically is basically experiencing the Irfan and he's practically applying those things in his life, he has more effect.
Like example, as we have fast food nowadays, you have fast Irfan, okay?
We need to remember that there's a Qadib as
that's
well.
That's not Irfan. That's just the no, I mean...
Irfan cannot be achieved fast.
I mean, inside...
It can be. Obviously, there are different levels of souls, obviously. We need to see...
No, I mean, when you say Irfan, it really needs many, many years of spiritual exercises.
You know, one thing which is very, very much famous in the field of Irfan is that the ulama, they said, like, if you practice a specific we can say, practice for at least 1 year.
Okay.
After 1 year, you will start seeing the effects.
Uh-huh.
On top of that, we can see like Ayatollah Behjat,
yes,
Rizwanullah Ta'ala alayhi.
Yeah.
He narrates it from his teacher, Allama Qazi.
Qazi, Ayatollah Qazi, Ayatollah, Sayyid Ali Qazi.
Sayyid Ali Qazi, Tabatabai. Right. He says that he said to us that if you pray on time,
mm-hmm,
your 5-time prayers,
yes,
and after some time, if you don't see anything, any ranks or okay, any kind of enlightenment in you,
yes,
you can come and spit on my face. So basically, there are different levels. On top of that, we have other Urafa. For example, in Qom, we had the Kazim Karbalai.
Karbalai Kazim, right.
Karbalai Kazim. No, he got the Hifz of Quran, like he got the Quran in the old age.
Yes.
And this is also, we can refer it towards the Irfan.
He was an illiterate man.
He was illiterate, yeah, man, and he was given the, we can say, knowledge of Quran.
Yes.
By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
By heart, that one.
Yeah, in a spiritual experience.
In a spiritual, yeah, experience.
Yes.
When they asked him, like, how did you get this? He said, just act whatever you know about religion.
Mm-hmm.
The simplest formula of Urafa, right, is that whatever you know, just live like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the
practice
of
what you preach.
Yes, yeah, practice what you know.
Okay,
preach what you know, that's right.
Not what you preach, or that's okay, for ulama.
Yeah, for ulama, yeah. Okay.
For general people,
yes,
practice what you know.
What you
if
know.
You know lying is guna or sin,
yes,
don't lie. If you know praying on time is obviously necessary, then pray on time.
Yes.
So obviously, this is the main point, that if someone is not practicing, and that's why we have in the narrations as well, like, mm-hmm, from A'imma, that that if an alim is not practicing what he preaches, his wordings has no effect on people.
That's all right.
And that's why we can see, unfortunately, many people preaching,
mm-hmm,
or talking about religion, but practically in the society, we do not see those effects.
That's all right.
Even about the prayers,
mm-hmm,
you know, it is said like in the Salata, تَنْحَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ.
That's right.
The prayer stops you from doing evil.
Yeah.
Which prayer? What kind of prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have not seen the effects of these prayers.
That's all right.
By, we can say, so-called, we can say, religious people.
Or we ourselves, you know,
ourselves
in our daily,
well,
lives, yeah.
Because we are not practicing it,
yeah,
truly, we do not see the effects.
The salat well without ma'rifah has no value, brother, you know? And the fasting, yeah, without ma'rifah has no value. We are doing it out of what? Obligation, not to go to the hellfire, okay? Or, for example, we are Muslims, we have to do this obligation. But I think people like Allama Hassan Zada Amali believe that do every action you have by ma'rifah, and then you will see the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside yourself. This is what he means. Okay, anything missed about regarding Irfan al-Nazari and Amali?
The only sentence that I want to add is that you can become an expert, an academic expert, mm-hmm, in Irfan al-Nazari by reading the books that,
yes,
have been authored,
yes,
without being called a mystic. So,
oh,
a person who is an expert in theoretical mysticism is never necessarily an RF or a mystic himself.
But if we want to know the secrets,
yes,
we have to for sure refer to,
if you want to experience the secrets, maybe some of the secrets,
okay,
can be understood,
mm-hmm,
somehow,
yes,
not completely,
yes,
somehow by reading,
okay,
the descriptions of,
yes,
the real mystics.
Yes.
So you can get to know a,
okay,
portion of that.
Yes.
But yeah, but this does not mean that you are an RF if you just read it.
Okay.
If you want to be an RF and
yes,
and have that experience, you,
mm-hmm,
need to get underway and
right,
do all of the practical requirements of that.
And for sure, we must know that all these things and mysticism and Irfan we are talking about is in line with the teachings of the Holy Quran,
sure,
under Islamic laws and obligations, the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, and not deviated. Because unfortunately, we have seen examples even inside the Muslim lands, the Urafa that got deviated. And all of a sudden, they claimed something big. Without any intuition and just by being selective from this and that, they called themselves RF. So mysticism and Irfan, like any other field of study, needs practices, Dr. Reza Zadeh.
Absolutely.
To be expert in and to become for the spiritual growth of the people.
Yeah, if you're talking about becoming a mystic or an RF,
yes,
absolutely. It's all about practices. A spiritual exercise,
yes,
is what you and Sayyid mentioned. It's,
yes,
actually being committed to,
yes,
the religious laws,
yes,
ritual prayers, fasting, and serving other people,
yes,
and living among other people, and at the same time being a pious person,
yes,
you know, doing Salat al-Layl,
yes,
and, you know, these types
observing
of...
Observing Haqq al-Nas,
exactly,
that's right.
These,
okay,
are the best examples of,
mm-hmm,
practical mysticism that That's can right. lead to the highest levels of Irfan okay. without being isolated and separated from the society.
That's all right.
I think we need to bear one thing in our mind, that okay. when we are talking about the Islamic terminologies, mm-hmm. we better refer to the Arabic text.
Yes.
Because most of the, obviously, all the terminologies that we are using, these are the Arabic yes. terminologies. And Riyadat, obviously, in Arabic, it is said to sports.
Yes. A sport, yes.
Sport,
yeah.
Or practicing.
Yeah.
This is the reality.
This is a spiritual sport.
This is a spiritual sport.
Okay.
That you do, obviously.
Yeah.
So that's why we need to refer to the original words, mm-hmm. Arabic, and then try to find out, rather than going to look at what people do say yes, or what say. Other religions have yeah. these kind of...
You know, the concept is normally in a way that can lead to these different types of interpretations.
Yes.
For example, even in Arabic, this is called riyadha. Riyadha is exercise.
Yes.
In
yeah.
Arabic, even, so it can be used, I mean, regular these yeah. regular exercises that people
yes.
do every
yes.
day on a daily basis in order to be healthy.
Okay.
Even that is called riyadha in
That's
Arabic.
Right. Okay.
And also a spiritual riyadha. So these are different. I mean, the examples
no, but we
need
can
to
say,
be done.
Like, even in the Islam, obviously, the Irfan itself is knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you do anything that
is
you
the
do.
Result of riyadha. Yeah. That,
it's
that's
the result.
That knowledge.
So that's why every single movement, you should do riyadha
yes.
in order to become arif.
Yes.
And that can be taken as exercise, like the way you do exercise. You do
okay.
on every
yeah.
single movement you spend.
Okay.
The that's way
right.
that you're exercising.
Exactly.
So
yes.
It very much depends on reminding ourselves about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any moment and second of our lives and on any actions that we have.
Sure.
And this is really difficult to reach, but people like Allama Hassan Hassanzadeh Omali showed that it is possible. Thank you very much, Dr. Reza Zadeh and Said Mohsen Naqvi, for presence in the program. The teacher, it was very kind of you. It was about Ayatollah Hassan Hassanzadeh Omali. May Allah protect him. Dear listeners, you can visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam Radio, also our YouTube channel, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Mm-hmm.